You're listening to the Matt and Ez Show.
Welcome to the Matt and Ez Show. I'm Matt.
And I'm Ez, and today we're talking to Catherine Ellis. She's an actress, she's a writer, she's a TikTok superstar. I am super, super pumped about this. Catherine, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be on here.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I was telling Matt about this. I found you on TikTok, obviously because quarantine, and we're all there, we're all living there. It's just instantly funny. It's 15 seconds to a minute. It's fantastic. And then I found out that you have so much more content for me to consume. It's amazing, and I can't wait to continue. It's been crazy. When did you first kind of like start in TikTok? Like, were you like did you always have one, or
No, not at all. And it's so funny because I had so many friends reach out to me and be like, Catherine, you need to be on TikTok. And I fought it for so long. Like, I was like, no, it's so annoying. I'm not a child. I'm not going to get on this app with a bunch of 10-year-olds and do baby stuff to like sell my soul. And they were like, it's not like that. Like, you don't get it. Like, it's funny. It's good humor, whatever. So I finally started like looking into, I was like, I don't get it. You use noises, like you use different sounds. Once I got the hang of it, though, I was like, these are my people. I was like, okay, place for everyone. And I love it. The algorithm gets so goddamn specific on the For You. It's like, I love it now. It's like the only thing that I'm consuming these days.
Well, I got to tell you, too. So I like you. I'm a high school teacher. So I was coming into when we went to the closure and quarantine, my students and people had told me about TikTok. And I was like, I'm not downloading this app that was once like a dancing thing or whatever. But it is just blowing up. And I not going to lie, the first couple of nights I had it, like, I think I texted Matt. I was like, dude, it's been 4 hours. It's been four hours and I'm on here. Like, what?
Well, I got into TikTok in, I want to say like December or January, and I don't remember why, but I just remember it was January, and I was just like, Ez, this app is crazy, dude. You got to check this out. And I was like, people are literally blowing up like on this app. It's like this person gained like 15,000 followers in a day. I was like, and he was like, what? And so we were like texting them, we started checking it out, and it's insane. It's insane.
And like, you can grow so fast and from such dumb stuff too. Like, and I don't know, I kind of go back and forth about it. I'm like, some of these, they don't do anything. They have no real talent. Like, they literally just have millions of followers getting these brand deals, whatever. But they're not, like, they actually, I feel like a lot more thought goes into it than you would think with some of them. Sorry, there's a plane going by. When is there not a plane?
There's always a plane going by,
I don't know. It's a really crazy thing in how fast it can blow up.
Yeah, so like, it's because it's what? It's 15 seconds to a minute. I think it's because it's like the rate at which you can, like, in an hour, I'm like, how many people did I just get exposed to? And
no, that kind of is freaky. Like, you'll be like just mindlessly doing it and 4 hours go by and you're like, okay, I should live my life.
Yeah, it's crazy. It actually made sense to me. So I was so embarrassed the first time I had the guy pop up and tell me, hold on, you've been scrolling too long. Take a sec. And I was like, oh my God, is this a real thing?
That's like the Netflix thing where it's like, are you still watching? And I'm like, bitch, yes.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. Yeah.
It's literally the most absurd thing ever. It's like Netflix, are you still watching? It's like, the whole point is that we keep watching. Why do you interrupt me?
You want me to keep watching? Like, are you trying to shame me? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's like some like, you know, there's something to, like, there's some federal government, like, you know, regulation that tells them they have to like ask after so long, you know, to avoid lawsuits or something.
And people do fall asleep to TV. So they're, I don't know, but still, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I'm also the same person where I get annoyed where it's like you go back, you know, the next day to watch Netflix and you're like three episodes ahead because you weren't watching. And it's like, what the heck is going on, Netflix?
What? And they're like, we tried to stop you.
Right.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's awesome. Okay, so, you know, you also do, and this is fascinating. So you're an actress, you're a writer, you're into all of that stuff. The reason I really like your content, Matt and I were talking about this. There is a lot of just mindless, seemingly mindless, like TikTok videos.
Yeah.
Yours are super thought out. I think they're thought out. I want to know how thought out they are, actually, because they're cool. Like they seem really, like really good. Like there's real comedy in it, and like the one with where you're dressed up as like a dad walking around inspecting the house. I mean, that just I was dying because it's so true.
It would. Yeah, I don't know. I think that some of it is for sure just straight up mindless. Like, I will think the way someone says something is funny, and then I'll, like, make an entire video based off of that. But then I also try and think of, like, characters. Like, I'm big into character work. I love I don't know if you guys know what Groundlings is out here, but it's a school that a lot of people who end up on SNL go to, and it's it's kind of just, like, training you for character work, which is what I think I like the most, like just totally becoming someone else. And so I've taken classes there, and like it's just something I love to do. So I think when I try and think of comedy, I'm like, how could I see it from like this person's perspective, or like what ridiculous thing would this kind of person say? Like, I don't know if you saw a video I did where I was like making fun of boy TikTokers, like teenage boys.
Oh, I don't know if I know. Sounds awesome.
I named him Lil Chimney, and he was just like the epitome of like those stupid guys who are famous for just like hitting the whoa, and they're hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. So some of it really is thoughtless, and then sometimes I'll like sit and brainstorm characters, or a lot of it just comes from life, like funny scenarios that.
Right.
To me. And then I'm like, that is so ridiculous.
Right. Well, like, okay, so I'm going to jump to a couple of I was going to do this later, but I'm going to jump to a couple of my favorites, because some of the, like the one where I first found you, though, you were with your mother, and you do the whole thing where she's talking and you are just talking at the same time.
Yes.
I absolutely, and I don't know, like, if you guys knew or thought that was funny, if other people laughed at you when you did that, but my sister and I thought it was hilarious. It was something that like she could also do. Cause when, you know, family, you can kind of do that. Like it kind of does happen. Yeah. You finish each other's thoughts and lines.
I actually, it's funny. I started doing that to my mom when I was a kid, like 7 or 8. And I would do it because I would always like think of ways to get out of trouble with my mom using humor, because I knew that she was kind of easy to distract if I was doing something funny. So I also used to do this thing where it's like she'd be yelling at me and I'd just be staring at her like with a grin on my face. So I'd just be staring at her. When she'd finish, I'd go, dun, dun. And like, it was like the end of a production, and it would crack her up that she would be like, Catherine, stop. But like she couldn't stay mad at me. So then, and then I started doing that thing where I just say everything at the same time as her, and it would crack her up, and she just like couldn't stay mad at me. So that's how it started. And then I just started to do it to annoy her, like as I got older. And sometimes I would film it. And I guess other people thought it was funny, but like I just thought it was funny. So that's how then when I posted it on TikTok and it kind of like blew up, I was like, wow, people think this is funny. I'm going to keep showing them that I do this all the time.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's great. So like, what's your TikTok kind of creation process? Are you like, do you just on the spot, like, okay, I should do this, and you're like really thinking it out, or?
Sometimes I'll just like be inspired either by someone else's video, or, I'll literally just randomly think of something and be like, okay, I gotta record that right now. I don't know. It's weird. It sometimes I feel like things just come to me. I think it's mostly me being inspired by like people that I see, and like I just want to make fun of it in some way, or just some, a lot of times it has to do with like things I see going on in the world right now where I just want to expose it as so stupid. And like, I don't know. I do try to make my comedy like sometimes mean things, like have more meaning than just being like, that is so goofy, she pulled a prank. Like, I want it to be kind of like making a statement about either how shitty something is how ridiculous something is that everyone takes seriously. I don't know. So that's kind of my goal.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's I definitely see that in a lot of what you know put out there. You have a good variety too. It's not like you're just in one. I don't know. It's all kind of funny and comedy related. But you react with people. You also do your own skits. You do characters. The stuff with your mom. I mean, it is such a good variety that I'm like, this has got something for everyone. Like, it's because if you only liked prank stuff, well, you're not going to really get, you know, that with Catherine. So, but she has all these other things, you know, so I don't know. I think it's great. I appreciate
you saying that, because a lot of times I think people are limited by whatever made them popular. So it's like, if one thing hits, and then that's what everyone expects from you moving forward.
Yeah,
and right. I think it's sometimes hard to like break out of whatever it is people see about. That's how it happened on my YouTube channel. Like, I made the first video I ever posted on YouTube was a parody of Ariana Grande's Seven Rings song, and it took off. It now has over like 3 million views. And after that, that's all people wanted. They were just like, more parodies, more that, you know. And I was just like, damn, there's more to me, but like, I guess I'll keep doing this.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard. It's so hard as a creator, because you do something that works so well, and it may have been something that you had as an idea where you're like, okay, cool, I'm going to do this just to see what happens. And then suddenly, well, it's like it's almost like you get typecast, right?
Exactly.
You get typecast into. So then you have to find that balance of, do I make something that they're going to like? Do I make something that I'm going to like? And what's that balance?
Yeah, and I think I've gotten to the point where I'm just like, I'm going to make what I think is funny and what I like. And if I'm having fun doing it, to me, that's a success. You know what I mean? And hopefully one day that means I'm like totally making all my money to pay my bills from just doing it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you should. I'll just say that. Yeah. You freaking should. Because
it's happening.
It's the goal.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Because like, I mean, you literally like have those acting skills. Like, you can see it. Like, it is when you switch in between characters, it is hysterical and it's believable. And it's all like, it actually does remind me of SNL. And now that you said that,
thank you. That's the goal, honestly.
So. Yeah. So, God, could you? Oh, man. Let's go, you know? That would be
seriously.
Let's go. Everyone
SNL needs it, okay? They've been in a slump for about a decade. I mean,
no, I'm wondering if what their next season's gonna look like though with COVID.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Have a live audience.
God, yeah.
Well,
sucks.
maybe they could laugh. They could laugh track it, I
Saturday
suppose.
Saturday night not live. SNL. Yeah.
they could do what Major League Baseball is doing, where they've just got cutouts of people. Have you seen that?
So funny, and you're just playing.
Yeah, because all the other sports are just empty, right? But or they have like, you know, some people in there. Baseball said, you know what, we're just gonna put in cardboard cutouts of fans. It's great though. I think it's definitely better than nothing. Like, it's definitely better than nothing.
I think I would love that if I was playing baseball. If I was just like, all right, let me just get some confirmation from the crowd. Yep. Oh, God, I love the energy in this place. Let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. Yeah, I don't even know if you're SNL, right, if you're doing a skit, like, could you keep a straight face, like, while you're looking at all of those, like, cardboard cutouts? Like, I don't know if I...
I bet you... I'm sure you'd get used to it, but I would struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just laugh track it,
right?
Yeah.
So you said like a lot of the stuff's spontaneous, some stuff you write out, you know, and as it's been saying, you know, one of the things I like most about your content, you know, is that kind of originality, right? I mean, I feel like TikTok, and we've talked to some other TikTokers, is, you know, you're scrolling through and, you know, like 80% of TikTok, I just feel, is like, you know, 18-year-old girls dancing. And then you get to like the next 10%, which is just people reacting to some trend that somebody else has already done. And so then, you know, you have people like you who actually fall in like the, that really like nice, like 5% of people who are actually making original content, that everyone else just kind of, you know, reacts to. So, like, I mean, in that, with like kind of creating that original content, like, what would you say to people who are kind of like looking to get into TikTok and like maybe make like original ideas, like, because you do write and stuff as well?
Yeah, I think the best inspiration is your real life, and just like if you're someone, I think it comes from the fact that like I'm able to not take myself seriously or take, I don't know. I think it's just like being able to poke fun at the things you see and observe. I don't know if it's a natural thing. I think to some degree you can learn it, but I do think a lot of it is like kind of innate. I think I've always been someone to make up personas. Like even when I was little, I can remember walking around pretending to be different people. And
and that's funny to me.
Which sounds insane, by the way.
Right. That's why it's so funny.
I'm a 6-year-old child. What my mom told me, I didn't know. I don't remember this at all, but she like told me that one time for an entire day, I was just like, I just was this famous singer. And like, I would, everywhere we were going, I was like, oh my God, the paparazzi is so annoying. Like, imagine a little 6-year-old going into the car, like, oh my God, I'm so sick of it. I don't know. I think I would just like, I think it's just been like what I do since I was little. But I also think there are ways, if you want to create original content, to like think of ideas. Like I took a bunch of courses that, you know, like I've taken a bunch of improv classes, and one of the things they teach you is just like word association. Like you can literally say like the word pizza, and what does pizza make you think of? I don't know, food, pepperonis, like fast food, whatever, and you just keep associating off of that, and sometimes funny things come up that you wouldn't think you would associate something with, and you can just build ideas off of that. Like that's, I've sat down and done that before, and I thought of an idea for a TV show based off of word association.
Wow.
So, okay. And what was the TV show?
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh yeah, it's a dude. She's trying to get those secrets.
There we go. Yeah, I mean, you never know. You can blow up.
Steal it.
I'm not gonna steal it. Now I'm curious. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's funny. That's so, really cool.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think just being inspired by the world, I keep saying that, but really and truly, it's like taking something you see and then just exaggerating it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like on that point, one of the things I see you do, like you have taking from your real life. I like it's your mother. Every time I see you do a video with your mom, like whether it's like plucking chin hairs or if it's like whatever, I mean, I think it's hilarious. It's the same sort of thing that like my family loves that kind of stuff. We can laugh at each other. We make fun. It's real stuff. It's really relatable, right? That's real. So
I think it's so relatable because everyone has these little inside things they do with their family that no one knows about. And then for you to put it on screen, they're like, oh my God, this is me and my mom. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like the one that you did where you showed her, celebrities and, and she had to figure, that would have been my mother. Like that is exactly hilarious. Like no, they don't know that.
Unbelievable. Some of her answers. I was like, are you like, what world are you living in?
What are you thinking? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So like, I know if I asked my dad some of these, you know, actor, if I said their names, maybe he's heard it like putting name and face together is just not something that they really do. I don't know. So that was funny to me just because you find that humorous. Other people do too. And there's a lot of us who have parents like that. So I was just like, that's gold. That is gold.
It's unreal. She is a true idiot. I always. No, she's so funny. Oh my God.
So, and not to get too personal, it's like, do they visit you a lot? I mean, do they not live in the same area?
No. So I live in LA and my mom lives in New Orleans, which is where I'm from. And, my dad are separated. So I most of the time when I go, like, I stay with her when I go home all the time. But, you know, like, I still see my dad. He's remarried and lives with his wife. But she's always, kind of, like, my dad is, he has funny moments, but, like, my mom is just, like, naturally goofy. And I think, and my dad's not someone who would, like, want to ever be filmed. Like, I've tried before, and he'll be like, we don't want to be on your thing. Like, please.
Oh, well.
It's also hilarious because my dad just, like, doesn't get a lot of the humor that I do. So, like, I'll send him a video, and I'll be like, this video was really popular. And he'll be like, oh, cool. He'll be like, that is great, Catherine. It is so great that you have found people who think you're funny. And I'm like, what does that mean?
It was now. Hold on, Dad. I found a lot of people actually that think that. I mean, it's like, ooh. The other thing with your mother, and I just have to. By the way, tell her I say hi. I mean, she is super. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of her as well. But she was talking.
Does she have her own TikTok yet?
When's that coming?
When's that?
If you think that there's a chance in hell that she could figure out how to make TikTok. You cannot. I mean, she constantly calls me like, what did I do? Where's my email? I'm like, Mom,
That's great.
Yeah. I've been explaining to my dad how to listen to podcasts for the past, I don't know, 3 years, right? I mean, he's like, he's like, how do I view this again? I'm like, I literally have sent you the link like 100 times, man. Like, I don't, you know, like,
yeah. That's funny. Well, your mom did say that you well, it was a, one of your TikToks, you guys have to spice it up more. Is that what it was? Like, you got to work on something? Yeah. And I was like,
she was not content with the amount of views that, like, some of our videos were getting. And she's like, what can we do to jazz it up?
There it is. Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, nothing. I think we're doing fine.
Right. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of that, you know, another question we have down here. To people who have, I mean, it's so crazy just how quickly you can literally blow up on TikTok. I mean, it's like there are people, it's like there's people I'm following and I'm like, oh man, this guy's great. Like, and then the next thing you know, you check back like a few days later and they've jumped like 20,000 followers. How has that like rate of growth been for you? And like, how crazy is it to be like, I have over 100,000 Instagram or TikTok followers?
Yeah, it was, I guess when that first video with my mom went viral, then I was like, okay, I know I should post more of these to like keep people coming back. And so I did that. And that's really where that grew really, really fast. It was, I don't know, I guess from those videos, I got like almost 100,000. And then I think because everyone was on TikTok during quarantine at the beginning, like that was the thing to do. It was growing super fast. Now it's slowed down. And I've talked to other creators who feel the same way. Like I have a friend who has like 1.2 million or something. And he was like, it's been like this for months now. Like I gained a million really, really fast. And then now it's like the growth has just been slower. I don't know if that's for everyone, but I've talked to a few people who feel that way.
It makes sense though. You know, that quarantine when everyone's on their phone. Cause like people like me, right? I download the app and Matt was on it in December and then it's people, what were we supposed to do? Right. I mean, everything's closed down. So you turn to your phones, you turn to social media and you hear more and more about this TikTok thing. And I am so happy by the way, that other, older people, I guess I'm older, you know, like started downloading it and we're in there and there are creators who are doing, you know, fun, like there's dad jokes on there. There's all sorts of crazy stuff. And I was just like, thank God, this is what I'm here for. There was some of that, but then the more I've been on, there's just been more and more and more. And it's why, you know, I found some of your stuff and everything because at first you got on there and I was just like, how do I get out of all of the, you know, the lip syncing dancing stuff? You know, how do you get out of that?
Hot you are. Yeah. It is funny that that's what shows up for everyone at the beginning because it was the same for me too.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like, come on now, hold on. So then someone told me start following hashtags, look up hashtags, like some of those. And as soon as you start to do that, your for you page, right, starts to adjust. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really cool. It's
really crazy. And how it's very specific. It's also funny, like, I've talked to a few, my friend's mom downloaded it and she was like, she's like, TikTok is so depressing. It's just videos of people with severe disabilities who can't. My friend was like, what? No, it's not.
What?
Yeah. Her For You page was just all people with like really sad disability stories. And my friend was like, I think you're just liking those of videos.
I'm sorry. It's
funny how different the experience
it's is. For everybody. Yeah. Wow. And I think that the crazy thing about it is, and this is how I, when I try to describe what TikTok is to people who don't get it, I'm like, well, it's kind of like on Instagram when you hit the search button, right? And it comes up and it's like all the things that you liked. It's kind of similar, but they're in squares and you can click on which one you want to go into. Well, yeah. TikTok is kind of the same idea, but it forces all of this content right into your face. And so you're much more likely to like something or, you know, follow somebody. And then I feel like on my it's like the people I end up following, I never actually, you have to go to the following thing just to see what they're doing. And I feel like they don't show up as much in my For You page. And I would prefer that they did.
Yeah, no, I feel the same. And I almost never look at the following side. Like I'm almost always on just the For You.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah. And here's something. I didn't even know there was. So me trying to figure out this app, it took me like a month and a half until I figured out, oh, there's another column. Like I can go click on that. And that's all. Because I was wondering the same thing. Where did they go? Why am I not seeing the people that I followed? Because, you know, I was a noob at the app and finally figured it out. But
You're over the age of 18, so.
pretty much.
Okay, so actually here's something. So you live in LA, right? You're out there doing your thing. First of all, how is LA? I've been hearing everyone's moving to Houston, Texas, and you know, what's going on? Is that still the hot spot? I mean, is it still good?
Coronavirus wise, it is terrible, if that's what you're asking.
Is it that bad out there?
Yeah, I mean, I get an alert on my phone every day from this app that tells me how many new cases there are, and like it's very alarming. It's like going up by like 1 or 2% every day, and I don't know. I think it's just, I don't know what it is. To be honest, I think
it's crazy.
I just don't care. Like people have just gotten tired and stopped caring. I mean, I have friends who are just like, I'm just like not. I think I'm just going to go out because my mental health. And I'm just like,
okay, man.
I get it, but like this is, then we're just going to keep having to do this for the rest of our lives. So it's kind of like,
yeah, that sucks. Cause I do want to visit. I do want to go places, but I'm not, you know, I'm trying to be responsible and that just sucks.
It really sucks. And then all these like people throwing these big parties, like,
I know.
In these mansions in the hills, and I'm just like, dude,
what the heck?
At least it's not Florida. Florida is way worse than like everywhere else.
We always say that we're better than Florida, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
And there's comfort in that, you know?
Yeah.
So when you, I know you when you go out now, you wear a mask and all that kind of stuff. But do you ever, or like when you're walking around and stuff, do you get noticed by people, or do people want to like meet you, do lives, do meet and greets? Is that are you there, like, you know?
No, I'm never recognized. Although the only time I've ever been recognized is I was like doing a YouTube video where I was kind of like pranking people on Omegle, if you know what that is.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah
chat roulette, and these two like girls were on there, and they were like, oh, they were like young, you know. And they were like, oh my God, are you on TikTok? I've seen you. I know you're on TikTok. And I was like, yes.
Made it.
I was so happy. I was like, oh yeah. But inside I was like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
We're not there yet. Although people like, if I like meet someone and then they're like, oh, what do you do? And then like, I'll be like, oh my God, I've seen that video. That's you.
Right. Well,
they recognize me off of that.
Yeah. Do you ever, I don't know if I ever saw you go, do you go live on TikTok? Do you ever do that?
Hey, I can't go live on TikTok. I am so angry.
Why?
They banned me from going live.
What?
I went live like a couple times. And I think it was literally the second time I was live. I was just like, I was talking to people and like, answering questions. I was like listening to music and like dancing, and all of a sudden it shut down, and it was like, you have been banned for from live for dangerous behavior or something like that. And
what?
And it was like time that you'll be banned, and it was like forever.
What?
Go live anymore.
It's a
no
thing though. Way. It's I will say it's a thing because I have seen other TikTokers be like for some reason, because I keep trying to upload this video of it's like Ez and I, it's like years ago, and we're having it's like a campfire and we throw some gasoline on it and it explodes. And I keep trying to upload it and they keep saying this is a violation of our terms. And then literally I'm going through my For You page on 4th of July and it's nothing but people like lighting off fireworks, you know, yeah. And like in the streets and it's like hitting cars and stuff. And it's like, well, how come? And so then but then there's other TikTokers that say like for some reason this video got taken down or I've been like shadow right. banned or whatever.
Right.
So there is some weird behind the scenes China. You know, stuff that nobody knows. Yeah.
And I kept trying to think back. I'm like, was I talking about something political? Like maybe I was saying, but I don't know. And it dangerous behavior. Like I absolutely wasn't doing anything dangerous on my couch.
Right. That's yeah. the last thing I expected. I was like excited. I was like, oh, maybe I'm just like missing the times that you go live or something.
So badly. And I've emailed them like whatever their support thing is. Like I've sent a million reports. I even like work for a company where I've been like, hey, can you ask someone like have a contact, you know, you have right. a contact on TikTok and like no one's ever helped me. Like
that is baloney. Oh my gosh.
It sucks.
Do you think it's going to get banned?
No, I really don't. Like, yeah. I mean, I understand people getting, I just don't see that happening. There would have to be a lot of like,
mm-hmm.
there's just, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
But people are totally using it to make videos because I like once a day I'll see somebody that's like you can follow me here if TikTok gets banned.
And they're like, guys, stop shutting down. Look, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
<I'm> like, no.
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean that is the thing though. Like, how do you because, I mean, if you can't go live because that's where you really get to engage more and like talk with people, and then they stick. You know, they're like, oh man, you know, Catherine's so cool. This is awesome. Like then they're going to your YouTube, then they're going to your Instagram, and they're staying. Like that is we got to fix that. I will start emailing as well.
This podcast will fix my problem.
Boom. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Let's go to China and demand
right,
answers.
We're doing the podcast right now. We're buying tickets.
Yeah. Boom. Okay. We're on the West. Hey, Catherine and I. We're on the West Coast, as so it's like you know 8 hours less of a flight for us. Okay, I mean it's just a hop, skip, and a jump over to China.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I think I can do more damage here emailing. I will try to try to get a hold of them. I'm a pretty good emailer. So that is so crazy, though. So we're going to have to figure that. Like, do you ever do like Instagram Live then or like YouTube or anything? Like, do you ever do anything like that?
I've done YouTube Live a couple of times, but I didn't really like it. I felt I don't know. I don't know if people get notified, really. There weren't tons of people. And then also mm-hmm. it like saved to my channel afterwards, which like I really didn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And I don't see creators doing that really on YouTube. I go live on Instagram every now and then, unless they're like gamers. I go live on Instagram every now and then, like with someone. But I'm kind of chicken on Instagram to be like, especially because it's like all of my friends, you know, like on TikTok, I'm like, I don't really know who's following me. But on Instagram, I'm like, ooh, all these people know me. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny how much more comfortable I am in front of like straight, like I'd be way more comfortable performing something in front of 1,000 strangers than in front of like 2 people I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's see here. What else we got? So,
who are some of the people that you follow like on TikTok? Who are some of like your favorite creators? Like, if you could collaborate with anybody, who would you and
do
who
you
would
guys
you want
know
it to be?
Who Brittany Broski is?
Look her up.
She is so funny. Her humor is right up my alley. I know that she would be my best friend. And I'm Brittany Broski. This is my call out to you. Please be my friend. I think she is so funny. Her content is incredible. She's just like very goofy, doesn't take herself seriously.
Yeah, I think I heard
it. Yes, I have seen it. She's the
Oh my gosh, I do know who this is.
She became a meme. Yeah, like the face thing where she's like, and then she was in a Super Bowl commercial.
Wait, really? I didn't know.
Yeah, they used her thing in a Super Bowl commercial.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, I know who she is. Yeah.
I think she's hilarious. I also, I follow this guy, Mitchell, I think is funny. He does like these videos that are, where he's basically pretending to be a mom or a dad, like, like in private, like a private school kid.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to think who else I follow that I really like.
Have you collaborated with anybody? Do you do any like get togethers or anything like that?
So I haven't collaborated with anyone that I've been talking to a bunch of creators recently, and I plan to. It's a little tricky with COVID.
Yeah.
But I do think I'm gonna be. I have some things in the works. Let's just put it that way. So I don't know. I'm thinking of ways to do it safely. I recently collaborated with someone. I'm releasing a video on Wednesday on Instagram with this. And I think it's such a smart way to like just get more attention is the collaborating. You're just combining your audiences.
Yeah.
So I like made it to start doing that more instead of just a lot of, I think for like a long time, I was just like, I don't want it to be anyone but me. And I'm like, that's so stupid. I want other people, you know, to like bounce ideas off of and just have fun with. So.
Yeah, I just pulled it up here. Yeah,
I'm now following
it was a Chipotle commercial that she was in.
Really?
Yeah, it was like her, David Dobrik, and then a bunch of people that they used like memes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm now following Meghan Trainor because she started following me. I don't want to say I'm famous, but she followed me.
That's awesome. Wow.
And actually some of her videos are pretty funny, so.
Wow. I mean you've made it like we're
That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
You are Hollywood now.
Oh my god. Wow, oh, that's awesome. That is so cool. Yeah, well I look forward to those because I think I always think it's neat when you see someone like two different creators who I like both of them. And then I see them get together and do something, or even if I didn't know who that person was, like a lot of times that's my gateway into something else, more content. I'm like, all right, this is cool. And typically they're similar in their style or their interest. And so, you know, you're most likely going to like that other person too. So,
right. No, yeah. It's great. It's definitely a goal of mine to do more.
Yeah. Okay. Can we talk just again? So you are, I saw a TikTok and I just kind of, you just let me know if you're okay talking about this or not. But you said it was hilarious. It was like what I thought dating in LA was going to be like. That was hysterical. How long have you been in LA? Cause you just laid there, right? Like, and you're like, here's how I thought it was going to go. It was just flatline. Just, it was hilarious. That
is pretty much how it has been. I've been in LA about 2 years. I think like 2 years in August. And I lived in New York before this for 4 years.
Wow.
And I have to say dating in both cities is not great. It's like,
really?
I don't know. A lot of people I meet out here, I've found that the guys, how do I put this nicely? They like stay.
You don't have to put it nicely.
Okay.
Yeah.
They stay much younger than their age, if that makes sense. Mm. Like they just don't grow up. I've just noticed that a lot of guys, they're either like afraid of commitment or it's all about like really playing the game and, you know, being like, oh, I'm so unavailable. And to me, that just gets boring. It's like after a certain point, it's like, we both are obviously interested in each other, like,
right.
So that's kind of the struggle I've had. Also acknowledging my shortcomings, because I think everyone has room to work on themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I've definitely like just had kind of not the greatest relationship with my dad, like emotionally, and I think I had a lot of work to do because of that.
Yeah.
And I do feel like I'm finally in a really great place and like ready to be in a healthy relationship, but it's tough. And especially right now, it's hard to, you know, I'm not like going out where I'm like organically meeting people. And dating apps are, I don't know, they're kind of exhausting. Like it's like, it almost feels like a chore. I don't know. It's
what's your what's your app of choice? What's the
I'm on Hinge.
That's what everyone uses now is Hinge. Everyone's all about the Hinge.
I have got to move beyond Plenty of Fish.
You got
Plenty of Fish.
Like, what?
Plenty of Fish in years.
Oh my
I like to call I like to call Plenty of Fish bottom of the barrel is what I like.
Bottom of the ocean. Plenty of Fish. That is so funny. Yeah, you should get on Hinge. A lot of my friends are on Raya. Do you know what that is? Raya is kind of like an like you have to like, you don't have to be famous to be on Raya, but you have to
I've heard about this. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to like kind of, you have to be like referred or
recommended. You have to have like the blue check. You got to be
something where you're like in the entertainment industry or like you're like successful career wise. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. I applied to be on it. They rejected me. And
Ez has no hope of getting in.
But it's because I tried to join without a like a friend recommending me, which I didn't do. Because like I have friends who are like not any like they don't have any like whatever and they're on like Riot.
Following. Yeah.
And so but yeah. So I'm on Hinge and it's, you know, like I said, I really just feel like it's exhausting. And I've met some great guys out here, but they just end up ghost. I've never been ghosted so much in my entire life as the last.
What?
Dude, the ghosting is unreal. I dated a guy at the beginning.
That is disrespectful. Come on, people.
No, I think so too. I think it's so messed. It's almost like saying, hey, I think that you're less than human, so you don't even deserve to like get, you know, some kind of like closure or response out of me. Which is insane. I dated a guy at the beginning of this year for, we were only together, we were together for such a short period of time, but like, it was like very intense. Like we were both like really into each other. It, you know, when you just like connect with someone so like, I don't know if you've had this, but it was literally where it was like, oh my God, after the first date, it was like, I've known this person my entire life. Like that's how it, and we were so into each other. It was going great. And then like, all of a sudden it was like he flipped a switch and like literally I was just like, whoa. I said to him, I was like, hey, I don't know what's going on. Like I haven't changed at all. The way you've talked to me totally has changed. And like, I would just love to know what's going on, you know? And cause he was acting like we were dating. He was doing things like leaving. He left his car at my house when he went out of town. And he was like telling his family about me and like, you know, all this stuff that like is pretty, I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems like you're very into
right. Yeah, you're and,
yeah.
Yeah, and then like he was just like, yeah, I just thought I was ready to be in a relationship and I'm not. And then I tried to talk to him a little more, completely ghosted me. Have not heard from him since.
Ugh.
And that is not like that's like not the first time this has happened
but,
since I've been here. Like it's just I don't know. I don't know if it's an LA guy thing. I do think that there are so many like attractive people and talented people in LA. And I think that guys have no, like, I think it's hard when you see so many pretty girls and so many, and you're just like, ooh, but that looks better. I know I'm with this girl, but I could have that girl maybe. And it's almost kind of like the grass is always greener situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's LA is like, is pretty, LA is really superficial. It's like,
I mean, I guess it depends on who you find and like the crowd you hang out with, but
yeah,
a lot of it can be for sure.
I mean, people, we can do better, you know, come on. It's fine to want to move on. Just let that person know and talk about it. You know, like,
we don't
do that enough.
Stunted. They're very like, I'm like, grow this. The last guy that I saw, it was just very brief, totally ghosted me. And I literally just started getting, like, I used to be hurt by it. Now I'm just like, you're a little bitch. Yeah. Like, you're such a little bitch, dude. Like, Grow yep. up, grow a pair of balls, like use your emotional intelligence and fucking grow up. You're a grown man and you yep. don't clean the bathroom, by the way. Don't clean your bathroom. There's no soap in your bathroom and you're 20 years old. Grow up.
Dang, that's like the only time you do clean the bathroom, right? You know, girls coming over and yeah, all that exactly, kind of stuff. Like, man. Dang, it's we gotta clean this bitch up. What the hell?
I know. It's like you know. I mean, I've been in like a long term relationship, but before it'd be like, you know, hey, it was like, you know, bring a girl home, and it's like, I need you to wait out here for like, you know, yeah. like 3 minutes. Just hang out here for 3 minutes because like I wasn't planning on her coming back. So that you're running inside, you're like, oh shit, yeah. like you right, know,
right. everything up. And, like, I still look like I'm an adult.
Yeah,
That's great. Yeah. Well, do you also think so? It's probably because I guess I've been thinking. Oh gosh, this has been a couple weeks ago. Matt asked me the question, like, what's going to happen when the pandemic's over? Are we going to have like this major rush of people just like running out, just like dating, getting married, having babies? Like, what's going on? You know, isn't it going to be insane?
I don't know. I've actually had like, I've had so many friends get married during this time already.
Wow.
And,
wow.
I feel like I keep seeing people being like, we're pregnant. And I'm like, that's because you're just at home having sex all day.
See, now that's the question I ask is, do you think there's going to be more pregnancies because people are quarantined and there's nothing to do? Or do you think there will be more as a result of like, hey, everything's good. And everyone just like all these single people just like race out and have like all these unplanned pregnancies?
I don't see it happening where everyone races out, because I don't think there's gonna be just a moment where one day they're like, okay, it's over, everyone go outside right. and we're done. Like, it's gonna be slow, and it's gonna mm-hmm. I feel like the lines are still gonna be gray
yeah.
as we back to normalcy, if you can ever call something normal again. I mean, I don't yeah. see that happening. So I yeah, think people, just
people going not, on first dates wearing masks. I mean, that's yeah. gonna happen.
I mean, the dates I've been on like during this, I've done them like a couple, like two different guys I've gone on a date with, and like both times I was like, let's go to a park and sit 6 feet apart. Like,
yeah, really, what do you do? I mean, you wouldn't know, right? So you've got to be somewhat cautious and everything. I mean,
yeah, and I also think you need yeah. to there was this guy who on Hinge, he was like, we matched, and the first thing he said to me, he was like, hey Catherine, you know what, let's just skip the weeks of texting and social distancing, and let's just meet up at the beach for a glass of wine tonight. And I literally go, I was like, oh my god, I'm so down. My roommate has been coughing and being so I was like, so I'd love to get out of the house. And he was like, LOL, what? Like, your roommate's sick? And I was like, yeah, it's so annoying. I can't wait to meet up.
Oh, that's brilliant. God. That's brilliant.
It is great. You got to be able to make fun of it.
That's a struggle. And see, I don't even live, like, I'm kind of, well, I'm moving. Matt has got me convinced I have to move soon, but I can't move now, and I'm trying to figure out when and all this kind of stuff. But like, I live in this smaller kind of a rural setting, just outside of a big city, Columbus. And so I have I feel awkward. I can't go in town. I don't really know. I'm not going to go to a bar. You know, there's mandatory yeah. mask, whatever. So I, you know, it's like fire up plenty of fish, match, you know.
Fire up bottom of the ocean and let's yeah. get to fucking fishing.
Right. And so that's where I'm at. And it does suck. It is just not, I'm like, this is going nowhere. You know, I'm like, this is a joke. Now, the only thing that I have done, have you ever done a Zoom date where you like meet somebody, talk to them, and then.
Yeah, I've done FaceTime dates.
Okay.
Which has been actually real. I'm like, even after this is over, I want to do FaceTime dates because it literally requires the least amount of effort. You don't have to leave your home, and you don't have to like sit for hours at dinner when you know, I feel like you can tell within the first few minutes if you want to keep talking to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of miserable to be stuck at a dinner where you're just like, oh my God, I know so much that I don't want to be here. And yet right. I'm still.
Yeah.
So FaceTime has been kind of great.
Yeah, that's a good call, actually, because that is always awkward to sit there and think, you know, how do I continue to be nice but then also not lead this person on, and then just sort of say, see ya.
It'd be hilarious to just be like, hey, based on what you just said, I am not interested. I think I'm just going to leave.
Yeah. Well, it's like first dates in themselves are just like, they're so hard because you're not really just gauging things that they do as like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, you hyper focus on every single thing they do. And in the back of your mind somewhere, it's like, am I going to have to look at, you know, like, say they crack their knuckles and it's like really, you know, some people get really, you know, they don't like that, right? It's like, am I going to have to listen to this person crack their knuckles for the next 40 years? Like, I'm out. You know, like, I'm out.
This will not be my life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, we've done some other interviews here with some people from the West Coast. I'm in Portland, right? So, you know, land of beer and right now, protest and federal army is like downtown. Yeah. So I'm not going downtown anytime soon. But what are some of your like hot spots in LA that you're like? So if somebody goes to LA, where do you like to go to eat?
Okay. I am embarrassed to say that I don't go out to eat that much, mostly because when pre-COVID, I was like, I am working constantly and I don't have the energy to go to a restaurant after this. Now it's just because they're all closed. Right. But I live in Silver Lake and there are some really like nice, cute spots here that I don't think are like something where everyone would be like, oh my God, I love that place. But I feel like when people come to LA, like my friends will be like, well, I have to try In-N-Out. And I'm like, okay, yeah. You have to try In-N-Out, but I don't know. There's not like, I'm so embarrassed to say I don't really know where I like send people. Coming from New Orleans, like I could give you like 15 restaurants in New Orleans where I'm
well,
like.
Well, it's fine. We can go to New Orleans. I stopped in New Orleans once, but it was pretty brief. So in the event I were to ever go back, where's the place?
Okay, in the event that you ever go back, I mean, you need to go somewhere to get, like, really good seafood. Like, I mean, Acme Oyster House is great as just a place. There's, like, one in the quarter that tourists go to a lot, and you can get really good seafood there. You also need to get a po' boy. I'm trying to think of... Wait, I'm going to look at my list of restaurants. Let's start this over because...
What I'm starting to realize is that Catherine is... she cooks at home. And she's healthy. She's way healthier than we are.
Absolutely.
Which, so, I mean, here we are. We're like, well, you know, it's either a nice dinner or we're going to roll out and get some fast food. What's up, people? Like, that's like terrible. I feel terrible.
But we were talking about before, like how much I really like Raising Cane's in Louisiana.
It is, you know, and so here's the thing. So when I moved 2 years ago, when I moved from Columbus to Portland, I was like, man, you know, I'm a fast food junkie. And so I was like, things that are in Ohio that are not out here is like, well, Raising Cane's, which is that's my big one. It's like White Castle, Steak and Shake, Waffle House. I mean, Waffle House is still a great 3 a.m. experience that everyone should have at some point in life. But the big one for me is Raising Cane's. And so my girlfriend has family in Las Vegas. And so every time we fly there, I'm like, I got to get Raising Cane's because it's people who've never had it. They're like, you guys don't get it. And the funny thing is that one of my girlfriend's friends, she's from Texas and she's really from the Philippines, but she spent a lot of time in Texas, lived a lot of time in Texas. And so We were explaining Raising Cane's to my girlfriend, and we both like recited word for word the exact same order. They're like, look, you get the Caniac combo, you get canceled the slaw, double Texas toast, double sauce, like word for word. And then so now every time we go to Vegas, boom, that's what we get.
That's so funny. I didn't know that they were in Vegas.
Yeah.
I guess they've expanded a lot more. But that was like my go-to. I went to college at LSU in Baton Rouge. And that was literally my go-to. I would go there like at least once a week. I don't know how I didn't gain 700 pounds, but the way I ate in college. But
Cane's is nuts. It's like, I mean, anytime we've had it, I typically get the box combo because that's enough to put, let's say like a brick in your stomach. I mean, that is. I mean, it is bad. I mean, I've done the, like when Matt comes over, it's like, I'm obviously going to get the Caniac because I'm not going to be outdone here, right? So
you got to.
Like, and I'm going to do then that,
you're,
but...
And then you're in a coma for, like, a week, and it's great. I mean...
It's worth it. The sauce is unreal.
It's unreal.
It's so good.
I would straight drink it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So
yeah.
How was LSU? I mean, national, you're supposed to say national champions, go Tigers, LSU.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, I ended up working at the end of my, like, for the last 2 years of college, I worked for the marketing department, and it was so fun because I would go on the field during the games, and like just the energy was out of control.
Wow.
And it was so, I mean, like being at those football games is really not, like, you cannot describe it. Like, SEC football games are unbelievable. The energy in the stadium is just like, it's wild.
Do you just loathe the state of Alabama? See, we're Ohio. We don't even like to say this, you know, Michigan. We don't. It's like a word we don't even say. Is that like is that like same thing with Alabama? Your guys like we just
like ingrained them. Into my heart is fuck Nick Saban and
fuck let's go. Yeah,
like, ingrained into my soul. I don't know what to do about it. And then people will be like, I went to Alabama, and I'm like, that's okay. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, absolutely, you suck. Like, yeah.
They don't see people out here. People on the West Coast, they don't get it. If football's not nearly as big, big out here, they don't like. Oregon's rival is Oregon State. It's like you can't. Like, your rival can't be the same state. Like that's a joke. It doesn't work. Yeah.
No, yeah, it's pretty intense. And like, I can remember being at games and being so emotionally worked up, like just so angry. And then I'd be like, where is this coming from inside of me?
I don't care that much. It's in your blood. People from the west side of the country do not get it. It is literally, you are just born and raised, subliminal messaging. It's bred. Yes. It's like, it's in your blood. You just, and
such a like full experience too. I mean, you tailgate from like, some people tailgate from like 8 a.m. The game is at 7 p.m. Then you go out after the game. Yeah. I can remember some night, like, because it would be Saturdays. And then Sunday I would sleep until like 3 p.m. because I would be so exhausted.
Right.
But yeah. It was the best though.
Yeah. So when did you graduate from LSU?
2014.
Okay. Okay, I was trying to think of the last time they were in a national championship before that. I'll tell you when,
2010, but we lost.
Yeah.
And I remember I was a freshman, and we lost to Alabama.
Yeah, that was the year that Alabama played LSU again in the national championship.
Yeah, and we lost so bad, like we could not even make it past the yard line. It was, I remember that game like being like, I hate everything.
Well, but
we beat Alabama the next year, and it was at Alabama, and I went, and I was like staying with a friend of mine who went there, and like the energy was so uncomfortable afterwards. Like the people I was staying with were just like pissed. And we tried to go out after, and the bars started shutting down, and they wouldn't let people in if they were wearing like LSU stuff.
What? That's awesome. That's crazy.
Oh,
so LSU. See, we hear all the time. Everyone's like, Ohio State fans are the worst because, you know, it's the Ohio State and all this stuff. And we're like, no, we're just the most hardcore. But the thing I love about college sports more than the pro football is it's just that the pageantry is there, and the people who are fans are like die hard, hardcore fans. I love it. I love people who are hardcore fans.
It's pretty insane.
Wow. That's wild. That is so wild that you went there. That's cool. And you're on the field and stuff. Like, yeah. Anytime I've gone to a game, the energy's great before, afterwards, during, even just being a fan in the stands. So like to be, yeah, it's cool. You're right next to it.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. So, whoa. All right. Hey, well, with that, where can people find you on social media? Where do they go to hit you up?
Oh, yeah. Well, on Instagram and TikTok, my handle is the same. It's Catherine A. Ellis. And then on YouTube, if you just search Kellis, K-E-L-L-I-S, you should be able to find me.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, hey. We want to thank you so much for coming on. This has been a absolute blast, a absolute ton of fun, Ez, and I will let you take us out.
Yeah, this is great. I like I said, Catherine, like since you have helped me through my quarantine, okay?
That makes my life right there.
So thank you so much. It's been really, really cool. And I look forward to you just to, you know, continue to grow. I know you said it's going to slow down, but like I said, the variety of your content is awesome. And I think anyone should go check it out. And I'm hoping that it just continues to kind of take off because it's really fantastic. So,
well, thank you. And thank you guys for having me. This was so fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We will put you we'll put links down in the description of the episode and everything. So folks can kind of go check out your stuff if they have not. So with that, for our listeners, if you guys enjoy the show, give us a review on iTunes, subscribe to the old YouTube channel. And if you would like, send us an email at thematandezshow@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.